At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I am Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+, a little bit more, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Even though we're getting a bit long in the tooth here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about probably an hour and a half. I'm not really sure. Well, let's just call it the midnight 30 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And now we're going to take a turn to a personal story in my life. I don't feel like you've gotten a good one of those in a long time. You know, you always get a little bit, but I think tonight, well, our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he said this one's bordering on TMI. But we're doing it anyway, because if I can't do that with you, who can I do it with anyway? I'd like to know. So next week, we'll be celebrating our 35th anniversary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Well, actually, me and this show. Of course, it started as Unsanitary Outhouse. Well, it started as Insanity Palace, went to Unsanitary Outhouse. I joined in that era and then took over the show in 1990, hence, since 1990. But I digress, as often I do. And I thought to myself, well, I got to do this week because I sure don't want this show going into next week because that's just weird. But many years ago, when I was still living out in Mendocino, California, running a radio station out there, that would have been in the mid-aughts, I do believe. I was told that I was perimenopausal already. I was like, but it's too soon. Well, lo, these many years later, we're full-blown. We've been experiencing the worst of the menopausal symptoms as far as I'm concerned. Really, it's the only one I feel like I deal with, but I get the hot flashes. Oh my goodness, do I get them. At first, I was just getting them in the daytime hours. A couple years ago at work, I was having to explain to all of the young gentlemen that I tend to work with why I was always way too hot in the conference rooms. Now it doesn't happen to me during the day at all. I'm cold during the day, but at night, I sleep with the heat off and a sheet. That's what I do. So I've been trying to make some changes in my life in order to tamp these things down. And because of that, I'm a little more focused on it than I'd like to be. And so what do? I use this radio show, Bubbles in the Think Tank, as my cheap therapy to work through my issues. And you benefit from it, I guess. Benefit? What? Is that the right word? We'll see about that. But we'll see about it right now as we begin tonight's menopausal episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Go on, girl. You better stop me. Don't do that. 'Cause
better start a praying, little Nell. Oh, we better start a praying, for the Lord has started raining. There ain't no water in the well.
Bone dry, bone dry. Everything at home is bone dry.
Dry as a bone, dry as a bone.
Everything at home is bone dry.
Bone, bone dry. Bone, bone dry. Everything at home is bone, bone dry.
On this street, but wishing that your place had air conditioning and some method to rejuvenate the man in me. And if we put our heads together, we'll get through this torrid weather. It can't last forever, gotta be the heat. Crazy, couldn't take it anymore. Straggled home early, vision blurred. Suffocating, that's the word.
See me, will you believe me? I'm sorry for all my mistakes. that you're happy and know that I love you better than anyone, better than anything. Oh, lady, how did I grow so old? When I close my eyes, I'm still just a girl. Decide that you no longer like it, I'd take it right back there for you. Me and my handbag, my well-traveled turquoise, orangey red lipstick and nails, a bosom, a belly and perfume, so I smell just like my grandma. Myself till you need me. I'll clean up the grandkids. I'll sleep in the back room. I wish I could take back the fight I had in me. But oh, how I loved you, my dears. Stay close, don't forget me. And if I forget you, play music to prick up my.
mood. Can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing. The thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood, heartbreak. Here I come.
Now I'm fucking hot, now I'm fucking cold. Hot.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that may have been 30 minutes. It's entirely possible. But nevertheless, I appreciate all of you and your kind attention to my problems. It's not a problem. It's a situation. I can deal with it to some level. I gotta say that I did make a lot of dietary changes over the past few weeks and stopped the hot flashes. They actually went away. And then I got to the end of the program and started introducing things back into my diet. And last night I was exactly where I started. Hot, hot, hot. Looks like we're going to have to dial things back again. Because I got to get some sleep. It's very important to me. But I'm glad I'm here with you, the listener, for your moral support in the whole process. And I know that someday soon this will all be over. But not tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What? She's in town? Hot Skillet Mama is in town? What? Really? She still stay the same place? Yeah! Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I need you. Hot Skillet Mama, please you. Hot Skillet Mama, come to see you. Hot Skillet Mama, on my way. Hot Skillet Mama, on my way. I'm coming. Come in, hot skillet mama. I'm coming, baby. Come in, hot skillet mama. I open the door. Down the stairs. I ran to my car. Ah! Walked up the stairs. Knocked on hot skillet mama door. Nobody answered at the door. Knock harder on the door. Nobody answer at the door. Knock harder on the door. And then she opened the door. And she was inside there with a mule. And I said to her, Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I need you. Hot Skillet Mama, please. Hot Skillet Mama, won't you? Hot Skillet Mama, gotta have you. Come on, baby, come on, hot skillet mama. Come on, hey, come on, hot skillet mama. There she was, standing there. My hot skillet mama. Her lips was like a hippopotam lips. Her nose was like an elephant's snout. Her hair was can't you, don't you, and you bet not try to comb it. Her jaws hung down by her knees. But most of all, she was built like an old bass fiddle. And I said to her, Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I need you. Hot Skillet Mama, please help. Hot Skillet Mama, won't you? Hot Skillet Mama, gotta help. Hot Skillet Mama, baby. Hot skillet mama, 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 hot, hot skillet mama.
Female trouble. Maybe I'm twisted. Female trouble. They say I'm insane. I don't care. Go ahead and put me in your electric chair.
got lots of problems, female trouble. Maybe I'm twisted, female trouble. Spare me your morals. Look, everyone dies. What pleases me is homicide. I'm berserk. I like it fine. As I'm grabbing a
she decided to take him away on a romantic cruise South America way. She wanted to make a little hidey-di-di before the fountain of youth ran dry. When she returned and they asked her how was it, this was her reply. Chili was hot and Willie was not. Why was in such a terrible spot? I thought he'd remember those things he forgot. But Chili was hot and Willie was not. The doctor told me to take him abroad, so I took him across the water. How was I to know that Willie was bored and abroad meant someone else's daughter? We did it up swell, the finest hotel. Willie hung a do not disturb on the bell. My heart beat so bright with a maiden's delight when Willie said, let's play canasta all night. Now I know why his first wife cried at my wedding. She knew how little I would be getting. I tried to be gay in my black negligee. I danced all around him and I hollered olé. Willie said, dear, shush, the neighbors, I fear, will think that you've got a strange fella in here. I said, Willie, hold me near, let's make this a real celebration. Willie said, please, let go my BVDs, remember my operation. We went down to dine, I ordered some wine. The band played and Willie's eyes started to shine. A love song was sung and he looked so young. It was hard to believe that his fling was all flung. I filled his glass a dozen times. I was trying to make him high. I hoped it would make a new man out of Willie. I sure could have used a new guy. Went back to the suite with my little deadbeat. He made a forward pass, but it was incomplete. Next day I set sail with my broken down mail. Tilly was hot, Willie was not. I guess that's the end of my tale.
A gal might have to face a warm, flushed feeling in her neck and in her face. Let's all show some sympathy for her plight. It'll be a hot time for the old gal tonight. Low estrogen, the doctors say, might be the cause. Whatever the hell it is, it sure gives her pause. She can think of better ways to sweat away the night. There'll be a hot time in the old gal tonight. Hot gal. Hot gal. Might be your contention. She doesn't need your sexist condescension. Sorry. She's hotter than a book of matches at an arsonist convention. There'll be a hot time for the old girl tonight. Comes a time a gal might have to face a warm, flushed feeling in her neck and in her face. Let's all show some sympathy for her plight. There'll be a hot time for the old girl tonight. There'll be a hot time for the old girl tonight. There'll be a hot time for the old girl
Rick Stockwell.
Ha! I don't care about your past. I just
say I got a gal, a cute little gal, the sweetest gal in town. You can look for miles around, but not one can be found like this one. She's got a smile, a cute little smile, and what a winning way. Every time I get near her, here's what I have to say. Red hot mama, red hot mama, you're the one I need. Red hot mama, you're some charmer, yes indeed. I claim that you should be in the Follies, the Ziegfeld Follies. Every time I look at you, I have to holler hot tamales. I confess that you possess the sweetest love in town. And unless I miss my guess, the boys all follow you around. You went to the North Pole, couldn't stay. You melted all the ice and the snow away. Red hot mama, red hot mama, you're the gal I need. I confess that you possess the sweetest love in town. And unless I miss my guess, the boys all follow you around. You'd make a music master drop his pedal, make a bald-headed man part of hair in the middle. Red hot mama, red hot mama, turn your damper down.
People looking for something new. I'm gonna make a summer changes too. The guy I loved has gone away. I'm gonna make a change today. Ooh, there'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walker will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my way of living, man, if that ain't enough, I'm gonna change the way I strut my stuff. Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. I'm gonna change my walk. I'm gonna change my talk. I'm gonna change my name. I'm gonna change my game. Ooh, things will be different from now on. All of my old habits, honey, are gonna be gone. I'm gonna change my way of living, yeah. That ain't enough. I'm gonna change the way I drive my stuff. Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some change I made today. Some changes made.
this is Billy Cobham. Do you know that some of the most positive things in life include love, constructive work, and music? But on the other hand, if you use hard drugs or anything that messes with your mind and your body, the joke may be on you. Many drugs use you, not the other way around. So please think about it. Thanks.
Say, let's do one of the songs from the great New York show, The Pajama Game. You know where The Pajama Game, that was a big show that came after The Robe. And you remember? It's a tune called Steam Heat.
I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing. Still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got will take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. But that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. But that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing. Still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold.
Speedy West.
That's what I got. You turn the heat on me. Some like it hot. Look what you started. A conflagration, baby, that's what. Don't let the flame go out. Some like it hot. Oh, baby, I'm from that old school. I'm on the spot. Love burns you up the most, like it or not.